If you have two people that argue and disagree with each other, and I'll show you two people that cannot walk together. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? To walk with someone means to be in agreement with them. And I pray, my friend, that you're walking with God by faith through your Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, that you are in agreement with God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are in the book of Genesis in chapter 6, and I'll read verse 9. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. I think that's pretty important. For Noah to walk with God means this, that Noah was in agreement with God. You see, Noah's not asking God to be in agreement with him. No. Noah is in agreement with God. Therefore, he walks with God. He's in fellowship with the Lord. He's keeping up with the stride and the pace of God. The same thing we can say about Enoch. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. What a beautiful relationship that must have been. You know, some folks say that they are believers, yet I find this, that they don't believe the Word of God. How do you know? Because they do not do what his word says, not even the simple things of faithfulness. No, my friend, they do not believe. If they did, then they would do this. They would obey the word of God. I'm not saying you're perfect. I'm not saying we don't make mistakes, but I'm saying that if you're a child of God, that there is going to be a striving to do what his word says to do, and we can do it by the grace of God. In other words, I find that people don't agree with God. Therefore, they do not walk with God. If you have two people that argue and disagree with each other, and I'll show you two people that cannot walk together. But the Bible tells us this, that Enoch walked with God. That means that he agreed with God. He believed God, trusted God, and he also had faith in the Lord. The communion was so good and so sweet that God just took him home. Enoch never saw death. In fact, God just translated him home, according to the book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. One moment, Enoch's walking with God here on this earth. Next moment, he's walking with God in heaven in God's presence. Enoch was caught up. Wouldn't it be so good and so sweet to walk so close to God that we're just caught up with Jesus? I like what Jesus said to John. Come up hither, and I'll show you things which must be hereafter. The Bible says that Adam and Eve walked with God also. They walked with God where? In the cool of the day. They communed with God. They had sweet fellowship with the Creator of the heavens and the earth. They were in agreement with God. There was no sin. Nothing separated Adam and Eve from God. It's hard for us to imagine or fathom what that must have been like. But they were in the very presence of the Lord. They had God's provision, God's protection, God's nearness. All was good until they had disobeyed the command of God. They had sinned. They ate of the forbidden fruit. They ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They did what God told them not to do. And for the first time, sin entered into the world and the human race. For the first time, they could no longer walk with God. Sin had separated and severed their relationship with the holy God. So what do we find? The guilt and shame and consciousness of sin caused Adam and Eve to shun God. No longer are they walking with God, but now they are running from God. No longer are they in agreement because of sin. Because of sin, we could not walk with God ourselves. Because of sin, we were cut off from God, alienated from the commonwealth. We too, my friend, ran from God and his presence. We were afraid, too ashamed, embarrassed because of sin and guilt. But thank God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven, washed, and cleansed of our sin, guilt, and our shame. Through Jesus Christ, who shed his blood, gave his life, we can be brought into right fellowship with God. Now we can walk with God. We can be in agreement. We can have fellowship and sweet communion with our Heavenly Father. The blood of Jesus Christ is sufficient.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.